It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Given how common the compound word childcare is, you would think we could agree on whether to spell it as one word or two.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Hello.
Compound words, a tough subject, and this comes from one of our listeners, right?
It does. Adam emailed us about the word fundraise and said, is this one word or two words, or do you put a hyphen in it? And I wish that I could give Adam a definitive answer of what to do with all compounds. It depends a little bit on which word we're talking about. I dug into fundraise a little bit. The first thing, I had not realized how new a verb that is. Older are the noun fundraiser and fundraising. Mm-hmm. And from that, we get the verb fundraise. Mm-hmm. Historically, with fundraiser, it's been more common with the hyphen. But as of the early 2000s, the one-word spelling with no hyphen has become more common for all three forms. Mm-hmm. So I would say in that case, one word.
Yeah.
But with childcare, I was sending an email last night, and suddenly I found myself thinking, is childcare one word or two? So I dug in and tried to figure it out. In that case, the two-word spelling is still more common, but the one-word spelling is on the rise.
Healthcare is another good example.
Yeah.
Same deal with that. Do you think people really even care about that hyphen anymore, Anne?
I think they do. In 2007, when the shorter Oxford English Dictionary published its new edition, it removed 16,000 hyphens, and this made headlines.
That's a big hyphenectomy.
It is. Now, with some of those words, they were put into one word. For example, pigeonhole, bumblebee, crybaby, lowlife, all those became one word. But some of them became two words, test tube, ice cream, waterbed. In other words, there wasn't one pattern once you got rid of the hyphens.
So how do we know when a compound is a compound?
It's a good question. When two words appear next to each other, like blue bird, is it a compound or just two words next to each other? And I would say it depends. If I'm looking at a group of birds and I'm trying to distinguish the red bird from the blue bird, that's not a compound. But if I'm talking about bluebirds, that bluebird is a compound. And one of the ways you can tell is by the stress pattern. When it's a compound, the stress will tend to occur on the first word and the second word will carry light stress. So bluebird.
Right.
But when I was comparing the birds, it was a red bird or a blue bird.
Gotcha.
And both words carry fairly equal stress.
So is it okay to say then, may the bluebird one word of happiness fly up your nose? Is that where does that come from?
I don't know. But if you want to say that, I wouldn't want to stop you. Adam did ask in his email, what about cab driver? What's your intuition about whether you'd spell that as one word or two?
It's two for me.
It's two for me as well. You can find instances of it spelled as one word, but I do want to note almost nobody is spelling it with a hyphen.
I think we have to go to the Mills Brothers to find out for sure. Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena. Cab driver.